I definitely think there's always a big topic of discussion with us now, you know, the tempo versus actually being able to get the play you want to run. Like I said, I don't like to compare too much because then you act like, oh, this one's better. But I will say, though, for what we're doing now, you know, I think the biggest thing that helps us with, obviously, is getting in the best play possible. We can switch up certain things as far as, like, responsibilities, getting guys in different splits. If we see a matchup, we can attack that. But the biggest thing about this, too, is when you have that, there's way more communication. So in the huddle, guys can't – they can't nut up. You know, if we're going to go up on the ball, you got to be able to work cadence, too. So guys got to be able to sit in that stance. See, when you're just fast as fast, you just line up, boom, and go. Well, we got some patience. We got to use cadence. That has to be our friend. And we got to be able to say, okay, you got to know when you come to a line, there's 10 different things that have to be on your at the top of your head. What's the audible? What's the coverage? If we change this play, what are we doing if the safety rotates this way? Am I coming in the block? Do I still motion? You know, are we doing a run read or are we doing a pass read? So now that comes into play. So guys got to always be on their P's and Q's. So there's positive and negatives every single one. But I feel like the guys that we have in this locker room, very intelligent guys, very hardworking guys. They've all picked up the offense extremely well. I think everybody's really excited about it. So I think it's definitely going to help us moving forward.
And how much do you believe in Sam having that responsibility and being able to see all that and do that before, you know?
Yeah, I believe in Sam a lot. You know, I know he had to do it, you know, a little bit in St. Louis. You know, I know he came from Oklahoma and they did the kind of fast pace, and we did some of the fast pace last year. But he already did have a taste of it being in St. Louis a little bit, the West Coast style. So, you know, I'm extremely confident in him. Sam's a very smart guy, and I can tell that he's really taking pride in it. He's actually, you know, he's loving being able to come up, call out the mic, switch plays out, say, okay, Jordan, we got this, and give me a look like I'm coming to you. So we've been having fun with it, so I think it's definitely going to be something that that's to our advantage.
After 2+ months practicing together, what's the benefit of getting together in San Diego?
There's more of a poise to you. There's not the, okay, there's a bad throw, you're like, oh, man. You're like, okay, that's my boy. I want to know what he was thinking on that. There's more communication. That those barriers where you feel like you can't talk to certain people, those get broken down. We can be more transparent. We can be more honest. And the best relationships are always the ones with great communication and then lots of forgiveness. And those things get built when you spend more time with each other. And that's why we're really trying to focus on doing that.